Okay, we're on Zion Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Ketzed Osala, so how does the process go? Molicho lebeizdin shebaosa makom. Right, the first step is the husband, after there's edim on the kinui and the stira, he brings his wife to beizdin of that place where they live. Umosun lo shnei talmidei chachamim shemiyavo lo baderech, and they send him to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, to the Sanhedrin. And they send two Talmidei Chachamim with him, in order that he shouldn't have relations with her on the way. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baal Nemen Aleha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they don't need two Talmidei Chachamim. The husband believed that he didn't have relations with her on the way to the Sanhedrin. Shirashi Shema Yovu Aleha Baderech, Shitzorich Lahashkosa, Yerushalayim, the Beis Din HaGadol Kedel Kamon. He has to travel to Yerushalayim to go to the Sanhedrin. Ne'eman Oleho Shelo Yovo. So we don't suspect that he's going to live with her on the way, and therefore we don't have to send two Talmidei Chacham with him. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Okay. Gemara. Trei V'ihu HaTalta. Right? Mashma that you need three people, that they shouldn't be Miyachid. One of them with this woman, right? Lemusayel leila rav, domer of Yehuda marav lo shonu ela beir, alva bederech adiika shlosha. In the city, two men with a woman are allowed to be miyachid, but on the derech you need three men with a woman. So here it's also mashu. You need three people, two talmidei chachamim plus the husband. Why? Shema yitzdorech echad mehem lenikava v'nimtza echad mehem mishyachid im ha'erva. Because if one of them has to go to the bathroom, he'll leave, if you only have two, he'll leave the other one with the woman and they'll be miyachid. So therefore, what's it called? You need always three, so we're not choshes that two of them are going to have to go to the bathroom at the same time. Okay. As Morris says, lo. Hachainu taima ki hechi delahave yolei sahadi. Now, over here is a different reason. It has nothing to do with yichud. It could be even in a field, all you need is two men to mevakel yichud. But over here, we need what's it called, edim. That in case he'll live with her, right, we'll have two edim to say to the fact that she shouldn't go through the process. Rashi. Lo shonu hadishnam bekedushin. Aval isha misyachedis im shnei anoshim. That a woman is allowed to be alone with two men. Shemi yitztorech. Hachanami hoel ushneim asurim ba. Lo sogi betray. Both of them are also to live with her. The guy who's not married to her because he's not married to her, and the husband because he's also to her. So he can't be miyachid with her either. Hachanami hoel ushneim asurim ba. Lo sogi betray. Shemi yitztorech habal o shliach beizdin lenikovav. If you only have one shliach beizdin, maybe one of them, the husband or the shliach beizdin, will have to go to the bathroom, and he'll leave the other one with alone. Delahavi oleh sadi. So Mer says, no, that's not the reason. Im yavo aleha, right? Yoidu alav lebeizdin hagadol velo yashkua. Right? In case he does live with her, there'll be two edim to attest to that, so they'll stop the process. Talmidei chacham min kuli amalo. Dafka, that to send talmidei chachamim. I said anybody, right? Anybody's kosher to be an aide. Leim misayeh le leidich to Rav. This is a proof to what another thing that Rav said. Dom Rav Yudam Rav lo shono elik sherim ava prutzim afilo asora lamilo. Right? The only time that many men break up yichud is if they're ksherim. But prutzim, if you have 10 men and a woman, is awesome. Right, Maisa Haya, Asora Nomilo, Maisa Haya, and there's a Maisa like that, Hotsiu Asora Bemita. There was 10 people that wanted to be Mizana with this Eishes Ish, and they pretended she was dead and took her out into the field, what's it called, in a casket, I guess, and then when they got her out there, they were Mizana with her. So with her consent. So you see that Prutzim, even 10 of them, are not Mavuyish one from the other, and therefore they can't be Miyachim. So that's the reason over here. You need Talmidei Chachamim, also Al Tzichud. Or it says, lo, Hocha Hainu Taima, Diyade Lasruyebe. No, you need Talmidei Chachamim. They should know how to be Masra him and how to give Edis. They're kosher for Edis, but they have to know what's it called to warn him ahead of time. Rashi. Lo shonu the isha mishyachedes im shnei anashim, right? Hotziu asora leishes ish chutz leir b'mita b'cheskas mesa lekalkelima. They did it in order to be mezana, so in order that people shouldn't know that that was their intention, they made this whole ruse of her being dead, and they're taking her out to bury her in the field. The yadi lasruyevei v'lomer lo min hatora she'ein ha'ish. Minuka me'avon shebo aleha mishenesra olav ein hamayim bolkinas ishto. They'll know how to tell him that you better be careful and not live with her now on the way, because the halacha is that the water is only bodek a woman whose husband is free from aveira in this inyan, and if you're going to live with her, you're going to obstruct the whole process. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Baila Ne'eman Aleha. No, we don't need to send too many Talmidei Chachamim. We trust the husband. That's Ne'eman. Ne'eman means we trust him. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Baila Ne'eman Mikal V'chomer. Why do we trust him? Mikal V'chomer. Uman Nida Shehi Bekoris. Baila Ne'eman Aleha. Right, a man's allowed to be Miyachid with his wife who's a Nida, even though the Isra of Nida is a Koris. So we trust him. So Kol Shekin over here, Sota Shehi Belav Lo Kol Shekin. Sota, which is only alive, surely we should trust him that he's not going to live with her. For Rabbanan he anosenis, and Rabbanan say no, just the opposite. Nida the koris chamurale umehemen. Right, we trust him by nida because he knows if he lives with his wife when she's a nida, he's chayv koris. So therefore, he's not going to do it. We trust him. Sota the lav lo chamirale velo mehemen. Right, and sota of her is only alive. So a person's not going to be so careful not to be over alive, and therefore we don't trust him. Rabbi Yehuda, Mikal V'chomer Maisila, Rabbi Yehuda Mikroi Maisila. Rabbi Yehuda didn't learn from a Kal V'chomer, he learned from Psukim. The Tanya, V'hevi ha'ishas ishto el ha'koin, min ha'torah ha'ish mevi es ishto. Right, L'maisa, you see the Torah says, V'hevi ha'ishas ishto, it doesn't say he needs a whole entourage of people to go with him. He can bring her alone. Aval omru chachamim mosin lo shnei talmidei chachamim shema yovo lo bederech. Right, the chachamim were machmir to send two talmidei chachamim. But lemaisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. We're somech on the ikar adin. The Torah says beferish that vehevi ha'ish es ishto. Okay. Right, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Right, a little bit of a question here. There's a Taz, famous Taz, but it's also Rishonim. That anything the Torah says beferish leheter, the chachamim couldn't answer. Right, lechor over here the Torah says beferish vehevi ha'ish es ishto. How could the chachamim go then and add that you have to dafka bring two people? Right, if it could be that klal is only where the Torah, where the rabbanan asered something that was mutter. Here they didn't aser her; they just added something. Whatever the Torah says, he could bring her, but he didn't say that he can't have two adim, two other people along with him. So it's not the same exact case. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Baala Neman Olel Mikal V'Chomer. Right, Rabbi Yossi says that her husband is trusted. Mikal V'Chomer. Uman Nida Shehi Bekoris. Baila Neman Oleha Sota Shivalav Lo Kol Shekin. Right? So Rabbi Yossi is the one who says this Kal V'Chomer. Omru Lo Loim Omras Benida Shekin Yish Laheter. Now, you know why a husband is believed by trusted by his wife who's a Nida? Because eventually she'll be Mutter. So, Mamela, what's it called? We don't think he's going to do something Osir now if he knows that in a certain amount of time she'll be Mutter. Tomer besota she'ein lo heter, but by sota, if it works out in the end that she was tamei, she'll never be mutter to him, right? Va'omer ma'im genuvim yimtiku, right? Something that never has a heter, right? Something that has a heter, he'll wait for the heter. But what's it called? But ma'im genuvim yimtiku, that guy is going to, what's it called? Since his wife is going to be always osir, it's going to be tempting to live with her be'isir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer min haTorah ha'ish mevi es ishto la'kohen v'shenemar v'hevi ha'ish es ishto Omer lehu kal v'chomer bereisha uparchua v'hadar Omer lehu kro. Right now, that's so we ask how Rabbi Yehuda Maisa doesn't hold from the kal v'chomer. He says we learn from the pasuk that says v'hevi ha'ish es ishto. Tomorrow says no. In the beginning, what's it called? He said a kal v'chomer, and they slugged up his kal v'chomer and said just the opposite. The fact that Nida is so chomer is the reason why he's trusted. But Sot is not so chomer, maybe he's not going to be so afraid to be over the Isser. Once they slugged up his kal vachomer, then Rav Yehuda says, no, the Pasuk is like me. Pasuk says that v'hevi yo ish es ishto. Where it says, Rav Yehuda hainu tanakama, ika binayu aval omru. That's it called. The Tanakam also says the Pasuk. V'hevi ish es ishto. The difference between them is that the Tanakama says, Enochanami, min ha-Torah, the husband is trusted. But the Rabbanan said, we're not going to trust him, and we're going to send two Talmidei Chachamim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, the Torah believed him, the Torah trusted him, and the Rabbanan didn't add anything and not trust him. Okay, Rashi. We don't need to send anybody else with him. Sota shehi balav delo yuchal balo harishon. Right, where's the lav of living with a sota? So the Gemara in Yevamos learns it from lo yuchal balo harishon. Person, what's it called? Divorced his wife, and then she lived with somebody else. So that's a pashup shot in the pasuk, and the original husband can't remarry her. Damrina biyavamas perakama mani mekayim acharei asher hu tamoa. The Torah then adds the words lo yuchal balo harishon loshuv lekachto acharei hu tamoa. Right, l'rabo sota shenistera. The acharei hu tamoa comes to include not only this case of a woman who was divorced and remarried, but a woman who was what's it called was a sota hu tamoa is also there's a lav. Lo yuchal ba lo harishon to live with her. V'hi hanosenes hamida hazos shehevei soraya ledvorecha hi hanosenes es adin she'onu omrim shetzorech eden. The Rabbanan said exactly the reason why you say he is trusted. We say that's exactly the reason why he's not trusted. Nida shibakoris chamura alav einu ba'aleha. Right, guy's not going to want to be over nisakoris. But Masha Ein Kein by Sota is only a lav that he may not be so afraid to be over. Shekein Yesh Leheter, in addition, Nida has a heter. Lechlishik Tetoyer. Lefichach Ein Yitzro Tokfo, right? Shemuftachu Lacherzman. Lamai say he'll wait, right? He knows if he waits, she'll be mutter. Shein Leheter. But by a Sota, Im Timtze Tmeya, if in the end she's going to be found out to be Tmeya, there's never going to be a heter. Right, lefichach libo rodif achareha, and therefore, what's it called? Since there's no heter, and she's going to be always osir, and mayim genuvim yumtiku, we're afraid that he's going to be going to live her. Genuvim kolomar dover ha osir lo yitzro rodif acharev. Something that's more osir, the person wants more, but if he knows there's a heter, so it's not so osir. It doesn't have that that tremendous taiva. Uparchua. Right. First he said the Kavachomer, and then they slugged up the Kavachomer. Hainu Tanakama de Braisa, Aval Omrul Rabbi Yehuda Lesley. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that the Rabbanon added to that Din HaTorah. The Din HaTorah remains that a husband can bring his wife without anybody else. Okay. Hoyu Malin Osa LeBezdin HaGodl, Shibirushalayim. So eventually he got to the Sanhedrin. And we scare her. What's it called? What's a better word for ma'ayim? We threaten her. Threaten her. That what's it called? That she shouldn't let, first of all, she shouldn't have herself killed. Right? Just like Edi Nefashos. We threaten them and warn them that if they're telling a lie, and they cause an innocent person to be killed, right? It's a terrible, terrible aveira. So here the same thing. If you're lying and you're going to go through the process, first of all, you're going to cause your own death. And second of all, what's it called? You're going to cause the name of the Rabban Shalom to be erased. The Omer law, we tell her the following. Biti, harbe yayin osa, harbe schok osa, right? Lamaisa, we understand. Maybe you were drunk. Maybe your stam were not so serious, right? Harbe yaldus also, maybe some were immature and young, and that's why you ended up doing the Aveira. So we're not going to judge you, so be molde, and we'll understand the circumstances. I won't make a mutter, but lemaisa, they're making it easy for her to be molde. Harbe shchinim haroimosi, maybe it's not your fault, it was bad neighbors that got you into this. Right, the ma'isa be molde, and that way, if you're really guilty, right, you're not going to cause the name of the Rabbanu Shalom to be erased. The Omer lefonea dvorim she'enum kedei l'shomam, he v'cho mishpachas beisavia, and we say to her things that really she's not fit that we should even say these things to her. We're going to mention the Gemara's Masik about what's it called. How great people were molde, and you should be like them. Yehuda was molde, and so on. Right? To put her on the same level as these great people is not really befitting. But in order to make her be molde, we're matter to say these things. If she says I'm tamei, she writes a receipt as if she got her ksuba, and that's it. And she has to be divorced, and she loses her ksuba. The Imram Ratahorani, if she said no, after all that, I adamantly say I'm Tohar, and I want to go through the process, then Malin Oso Lashar HaMizrach, Shal Pesach Shar Nikanor. So we bring her to the eastern wall of the Harabayas, which is opposite Shar Nikanor, which enters into the Azorah. Shishom Mashkinas HaSotos, that's the place where they made the Sota drink. Mataris Ayoldos and Mataris Amitzoroyim. That's the place where the Matar Yoldos and Mitzoroyim, because they have to, the Mitzoroyim have to stick their fingers and their thumbs and the big toes into the Azorah, and their Tomei, they can't go into the Azorah, so they only put their toes and whatever, and Bio B'mixas Loshme Bio, we don't consider it that they went into the Azorah, and that's where we're Matar them. The Kohen Ocheis B'Begodeho, and the Kohen grabs her clothing, im nikru nikru vim nifrum nifrum, if they got torn, they got torn, if they got torn up into little pieces also, achu megales liba, and he uncovers her heart in order to, what's it called, to menavel her, to, what's it called, to disgrace her. The soser esari uncovers her hair, undoes if her hair is in the made up in a bow or something like that, whatever. He uncovers it and soser it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hoya Libo Noa Elohe Megaleo. If she was pretty, then he didn't do this. Im Hoya Sara Noa Elohe Soser. If she had, nice hair, she was an old hag when she was Mazana Lamaisa. But in any case, she was, so if she was a young, pretty woman, then he didn't do this. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Hoysa Miskasa Bilavonim Mechasa Bishchorim. If she wore to the bathed in nice white clothing, we put black clothing on her. She had nice jewelry on, right? Nizomim v'tabos, or other kinds of rings and earrings. Mavirim imen, we take off her earrings and her jewelry, kedei lenavla, also to disgrace her. The acharkach mevi chevel mitzri, the kosher lemala midodeha. And then they brought a rope, chevel mitzri, and they tied her clothing up above her breast. Because when they tear her clothing, the whole thing shouldn't fall down. Shouldn't they be there without clothing? Anybody who wants to come can come and see. Her own avodim and shvachos can't come to see, because when a woman sees people that she knows, it makes her more bold. And we don't want her to be bold. We want her to admit before she's gonna, before we're gonna race Shem Hashem. And all women are allowed to come and watch. Okay, they won't do like she did. So we want women to come and watch. There should be a deterrent for them to do the same thing. We want her to be molded before we erase Hashem's name. Al edin nefashas can amrim b'sanhedrin have a yodim shelo k'dini mominus dini nefashas perik echad dini mominus. What we say to the edin nefashas is a mishnah in echad dini mominus. Har beyaldus osa v'gorim lenara yalda v'gorim lenara yalda shetovi de kilkul. Maybe you were just immature. V'shema emes hadover. Al to thee atzmeich lidei misa minuvelesu, So we don't. Why? Maybe it's true, and you're going to end up dying a terrible death. It'd be more than, you know, we'll understand a little bit what happened, so it won't be so terrible. Shchenim royim yodim lefasos umetsuyim latomit. Maybe you had bad neighbors. You were in a bad neighborhood, and the neighbors, you know, constantly pushed you to be mezane. Sheina kedai l'shoman ein ra'uyala. It's not befitting her status that we speak about these great people and compare her to them. Sha'omer lefoneha divrei hodos sadikim harishonim. Elikadesha tivadal kikula. We're only doing it to encourage her to also admit. Kidamrin lekamon Yehuda hodav lo bosh. Right, we tell her that Yehuda was moda. You be like Yehuda. But to mention her in the same breath as Yehuda is really not befitting. But we have an ulterior motive to make her be moda. Shoveres ksubasa, kosevis shovral ksubasa. She writes a receipt for her ksuba as if she got it. Zonisi vipsaditi ksubasi. She writes a receipt that says I was mezana and lost my ksuba. Venosemis biad bala shalotid boen ulacharzman. She shouldn't come and be toveya in another base, and it doesn't know about this that she's toveya her ksuba. Ve'ena neheregis shalo hisru ba'edim b'shas ha'maisa. We don't kill her. The only thing that happens to her is that she has to get divorced and she loses her ksuba. But we don't kill her because there was never edim on the maisa's nus, and surely no hasra. L'shar mizrach, shar hachitzon, right, that's the shar, the outer shar of the harabayis, shebol nichnosim harabayis, v'mishom l'shar nikonor. And from that shar, we take her to shar nikonor, hu shar ho elyon she Shebechoma Shebein Ezra Israel Ezra Noshim. That's the Shar to the Azorah. Okay, Sheshom Mashkinas Asotos Veneshlo Niskadesh Bikdushas Azorah Ovi Chalol also Ashar. Right, the Shar was thick, and therefore they stood under the thickness of the Shar, and they could then, well, what's it called, by the Mitzora, put his hands into the Azorah. Okay. Mipneha Mutzoroim. Shemachnisin Yudeim Lebahonos Lite Midam Ha'oshim Abon Yodo. They couldn't take the Dam Oshim outside the Azora because it's possible to Yotze. The Mutzora couldn't come into the Azora completely because he's still Tomei. So therefore, what they did is they put him right on the border so he could put his hands in, and coming in just partially is not considered coming in. Umachusar Kippurim. Right, Mechusar Kippurim, she nichnas laazora bekoris. Mechusar Kippurim, who comes into the Azor, is chayiv koris. Lefichach lo kidshu sheyuchol lamod bechal haashar. Therefore, they weren't mekadesh the thickness of the shar, in order that he should be able to stand under that thickness and not be considered in the Azora. Shim ho yekohen motzi es dam ha'ashem chutz la'azora, because if the kohen took the dam outside the Azora to put it on his thumbs, right, harayu nifsel biyotzi, the dam would be possible. V'fich ha'tzorech lehachnis yodo l'toch chalal Azora u'bia mixas shorah rachmona. And the Torah was mater bia b'mixas, not considered like he came into the Azora. Nikinor adam godel haya v'hevi glossos nechoshes me'alexandria shomitzrayim lo'osu shar. This guy was a rich man who made these doors special. They were made out of copper. And Venasubo Nisim Kinisnam Besedo Yuma, the Nikral Shemo. And there was a storm, and they threw the doors over, and he was Moser Nefesh to go with the doors. And the nace happened that the bronze, what's it called, doors floated, and they used those doors then because of the Nisim that happened. They called him on his name. Shishon Mashkin Sotos, the Bo'inu Lifnei Hashem, Kidos the Kamot. The Hashkos, the Sotos, that would be Lifnei Hashem, which means in the Pesach of the Azora, but not Mamish in the Azora. Umataris HaYoldos, the Kamot for Ishmahi. Why are they Matar Yoldos over there? Why do they have to have, what Tara does a Yoldos have? So we'll see. Well, you know, they have, she had a Tara, they had to bring her Korbanos. Why does she have to stand under the thickness of the Shar Nikonor? He grabs her clothing at the neckline. Im nikru eno choshish. And if he grabs them hard and they tear, it's nishkeferlech. Vim nifremu eno choshish. also prima gedola mikriya. Prima is more than just tearing. Tearing shenikra the kriyim harbe. Prima is where it's torn to many, many tears, and kriya is one tear. Okay. Kemo my deparim silka, man deparim silka. Right over there, talking about what's it called? A person who cuts vegetables thin. Right, she makes a lot of tears. Atche megales liba. Later on we'll learn from Pasuk that he's supposed to disgrace her by tearing her clothing. Umater esara mikliosa, he takes her hair out of being braided from the braids. Ulakam and Yolifla, and the Gemara learned, Mishnah learned it later on where we know that. Katlaos tachshithu, kemin chatzi igul pasuach v'sogeres boes es chaluka. What's it called? She puts it around her neck, around the neckline to hold up her clothing, or like a choker. Umakif es grodem in atzdodim. Chevel hamitzri osri mitzuri dekel. Misiv hagodl soviv hadekel uvikoruch olav. Rashi learns mitzri means from tzurei dekel. It's made from the fiber that goes around the tree. Others say chevel mitzri, it was made in Mitzrayim. There's a kind of rope that they used to make in Mitzrayim. The kosher lamala midodeha, kedei shelo yishmitu abigodel oretz. In order, when they tear her clothing, it shouldn't all just fall down. So something's still holding it up. Shelibo gaspa, sheodam roe b'nei beso, daito miskaberes alav. If he sees people he knows, his own family, so he gets more bold. Velo tira velo toda. The purpose over here is that she should admit, and now we're going to embolden her, then she won't admit. V'anu mevakshim shetoda, velo yimocha shem hakodesh alamayim. V'chol hanoshim utoros liros. So the common porech v'hatana reisha kol harotza liros. Right, bo, roe. Afilo anoshim. Here it says only women can watch her. Mashim before, anybody could watch her. V'nizvosru kol hanoshim mikrohu b'yecheskel.